This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The trade war between the United States and China continues to escalate, with both Washington and Beijing firing additional salvos on Friday. VOA Steve Herman reports that President Trump is ordering the U.S. taxes increase on China products valued in excess of $500 billion.
The U.S. president took action after China announced it is raising tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. goods and resuming 25% tariffs on American autos in retaliation against duty increases Trump had earlier proposed. Trump on Friday also said he is ordering American companies to immediately start looking for alternatives to China, but he did not explain under what authority he is making the order to American industry. The tit-for-tat actions by the two countries have unsettled financial markets. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
North Korea has conducted another missile launch, violating an apparent promise to U.S. President Trump to refrain from such tests after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan's government first reported the launch, calling it a ballistic missile. South Korea's military confirmed the news minutes later, saying North Korea had fired two unknown projectiles. Earlier this month, Mr. Trump said in a tweet that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promised to stop launching the missiles and to return to nuclear talks once the latest round of U.S.-South Korean military drills ended Tuesday. However, North Korea has not engaged in any dialogue. Instead, it criticized Washington and Seoul for holding the military drills, period. Hong Kong gears up for more protests as some demonstrators plan to again target the city's airport this weekend. Hong Kong police said Friday the city's high court extended an order restricting protests to the airport. This is VOA News.